Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long and shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. Hands are on your lap. And softly, gently close your physical eyes. And let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. The line reaches the top and coming down through the center of your head and the neck and the spine, reaches the base, and the line still going down and down and down into the ground. And if you can, please imagine the line is finally reaching the very center of the planet. So by this long straight line, you are firmly grounded. And by imagining this long straight line, your inner eye is wide open to all directions. And you start sensing the energy around you. So stay here for 2 minutes. What you have to do is just observing this long straight line. And plus, observe what's going on. What kind of feeling and sensing and thought, physical sensation coming up? So we can observe with our physical eyes, but this is very different. Observe something with your inner eye. So here, observing is not equal to watching. Yes, observing is equal to accepting. Observe your physical sensation. Observe your mind chatter. Observe you are firmly grounded. Observe your chakras are settled. Observe you feel your body is lighter and lighter, and you observe you start sensing the space. You observe your consciousness is traveling around freely. Observe you already stepped into a very different state of mind. Then now slowly bring your consciousness onto your breathing, a tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. Don't control your breathing, just observe and observe. Observe. observe the tiny, subtle sweetness at the very entrance area of your nostrils. Observe a small or a big resistance of ego. Ego doesn't want to observe. Ego want to think. Ego want to control. So observe the resistance. Now it's a time to bring our consciousness onto God's breathing instead of our own breathing. So God in front of you exhales and his breath is coming to you directly and entering your body. And God inhales. His breath is coming out through your nostrils or mouth. Then God exhales again. His peace and love is coming to you. And God inhales your appreciation and gratitude is back to him. God exhales the prana, life force. Harmony is coming. And God inhales, your gratitude is out. God exhales, his joy and passion and compassion is coming. And God inhales, his breath is out with your gratitude. So a few more times receive God's breath and observe it heals you. Observe you are at home, you are part of God's breath, universal breathing. You deserve to receive everything here. You don't need to worry about anything here. In this perfect communication, you are fulfilled perfectly. You are taken care of. You are protected. You are loved. Observe your feelings, sensations. And now slowly come back to normal breathing, keeping the sense of being at home. Here, let's look back 2016. How was this year? Okay, let's start with last January and February and March. In those 3 months, how was your life? What happened is not related to your spiritual practice at all, but you can use the memory what happened. And using the event, and you can remember, so how did I feel? What did I notice, realize, recognize, and forgive. What did I receive through this event? So try to remember that period, January, February, March. What you remember, what kind of your feeling and sensation you remember. Well, yes, we are all forgettable. But truth is, we decide what we forget and what we remember. So we can choose again what we remember. So pick up one or two or three events, maybe just one in that period, and try to remember your feeling, your mind. And whatever you remember, you say to yourself, I accept this. Okay, now let's move to April, May, and June. What do you remember? First, maybe you can think of how many events you can think of, remember. How many scenes, how many moments you remember. And then maybe you pick up one particular event and try to remember what you felt, what you sensed. How did your mind move? And remember the feeling itself vividly, as if it's happening right now, this moment. Then tell yourself, I accept this. Acceptance sees everything equally. There is no victory, there is no regret, no judgment. Then move to summer. July, August, and September, those hot days, what do you remember? Well, then let's move on to September, October. November? No. I'm sorry, I just miscalculate. Okay, so October, November, and December. So very close to this moment. So, can you remember more? Or still, you found that you are forgettable? How to remember more? There is a great way to remember. Ask Holy Spirit. Please help me to remember. How was my life last 3 months? Please help me to remember what kind of appreciation, gratitude, miracles I experienced. So ask Holy Spirit like this. And accept what you experienced. Now think of last week, 1 week. What you remember in last week? What kind of movement and activity in your mind you experienced? Don't judge anything. If you judge anything, everything is far away from you. What only what you accept is becoming the power for your love. Only what you accept joins you. So sad feeling, pain or pleasure, don't judge. Just remember and accept. And then now focus on today. Since you woke up till now, what happened? What you remember? Your mind has not been flat. So many things must have happened. So remember as much as possible and accept everything. And now go back to your last January and slowly, steadily go around this year. And you accept everything. You accept each single day. You accept each single moment. You accept everything. You lived this year. You healed this year. You helped this year. And you accepted tons of love and compassion this year. Tell yourself once more, I accept my year. And I would like to accept the next upcoming new year. And again, ask Holy Spirit to help you not to overlook any moment of gratitude, appreciation, love, compassion, abundance, joy, harmony, stability, creativity, and holiness. You are entitled to miracles, and you have to witness miracles. This is from the Course in Miracles Workbook Lesson 77. So again, one more time, observe the state of mind. Observe your feeling, sensation, thought, and so on, and accept. Then slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you. If you have a time, please stay here and receive a spiritual healing. And this Saturday,